if you're already going to be helping that teacher anyway, so like you might as well be the one assigned as the mentor. And I was like, okay, that's fair.
Good.
That's a good point, so. No. She's just new to Cascade. Yeah. But it's been a lot of minutes. Yeah, it's been a long time. Because she was with her kids. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so she's like already in.
Is your hard copy?
Bracket. She's not like fresh out of school.
I'm glad I have that.
So I'm just showing her where everything is, how to score items, how to buy supplies, how to set up her thing. Yeah. Yep.
The scary thing on Alaska Airlines yesterday, wasn't it, or the day before?
I saw the pictures.
Oh, I've been in meetings
that
all day today.
Yeah, those are great, like,
huh?
Part of it was because of the weather.
Yeah. I was in uniform.
Oh,
you guys are really good.
Look at Hillary.
Okay. Yeah,
that was not funny. So, that's actually worse, I think, because you're in a vest and everything.
Oh, yeah. Somebody had a underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Recording landing look.
No, we got to look and see what happened there. That's
because I'm calling that number that's right at the top of his head.
Everybody, I mean, that just thing happens with those. Everything with you guys on there, and you guys aren't strapped on for anything.
Well, we've got our harness.
Yeah, when you're actually landing, yeah.
I was just wondering. You know, it didn't look like they evacuated.
Concerts are done. I'm just getting tired of going down on Wednesday.
I know.
I go there at 7 o'clock to set up, you know. And
maybe I'll just. 5? You go there at 5 to set up or 7?
No, I go at 7. David, to set up in the morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, a.m. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Mulberg gets there about 6, starts getting done, and I get there at 7. And Mike, our new roommate, housemate, he helps out too. He's a good helper. And he comes back on and I help. He's nice. Fun.
Yeah.
Hazard.
Yeah. I'll come down Saturday for the finally days. I'm not gonna come down Friday, I don't think.
I'm gonna be out of town.
I'll probably,
I think.
I may be down a little bit first thing in the morning for Bonnie Lake Days.
Well, yeah.
That's my mom's funeral as well, so
yeah, no,
sorry.
And now that
I didn't realize your mother had passed. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't here last week, but she passed away a week last Monday.
Oh gosh. So sorry.
I'm glad you had a good time for her birthday, your daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think there was well over 14 10-year-old girls at our house.
No,
wow.
What?
My mom had a mini stroke.
Too lazy to come.
Okay, she's been having her mini stroke.
Wow.
But she seems, they're like, she's happy and normal. She's good.
Didn't affect her anything.
She slept for 2 days to kind of recover, I think, and then she's been in bed for like 2 days. Cool. Well, she's 93. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My stepdad just turned 99. Yeah.
My goal when I was 92. I think by the time I'm 92, I'll be done.
Yeah, right.
20 more years.
I remember I was kind of going through the costs. I remember one of the costs was like $240,000 that they brought in, and then another one was $400,000, which wouldn't just be important.
I'm glad I bought a pencil.
I'm just trying to figure out what process is it. I know. One of them brought in $420,000. And then the before and after care brought in $800,000, which kind of offset the cost of everything else. But right here, just the day camp and the sports, that's $660,000 right there, because it was bringing in one point. So why are we having to spend money if, you know, really we were it was taking care of itself. So I don't understand why all of a sudden it's because we're getting rid of the before and after care. But so this is what they were bringing in off the top of my head. I know one was $420,000.
Looks like that.
And then
it's the only thing that ran the whole program.
Oh yeah.
Recording has started.
Before.
We'll talk later. Good evening, everybody. It's now 6 o'clock. We're about to start the city council meeting for the city of Bonnie Lake, August 22nd. First thing we do is salute the flag. So if everybody can stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I have to say it's very nice to see every seat filled up here. I don't remember the last time I've seen that. All right, Madam Clerk, if it doesn't tire you too much, please call the roll.
Mayor McCullough.
I'm here.
Deputy Mayor Carter.
Here.
Councilmember Baldwin.
Here.
Councilmember Evett.
Here.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember McClyman. Present. Councilmember Swatman.
Present.
Councilmember Watts.
Here.
All right, doesn't look like we have any agenda modifications. We do have a couple of presentations. The first will be from MRAC, and the floor is yours, Deputy Mayor.
Well, I'll turn it over to Doug down there with
MRAC.
Doug.
Is there a way the mic could get adjusted? Yeah.
Well, why don't you?
He's way up.
You can pull it out if you want.
You can yank it out of there. There you go. Or just pull it out.
Does it go that high?
Down the floor?
It's pretty tall. Yeah.
Well, I know that you've been taking the lead on this, Deputy Mayor, but as far as a point of contact, it's up to you as far as...
I think we can do it by email. I would like to see somebody come back to us and talk to us in a whole, either at a council workshop or a council meeting, on some kind of ongoing basis, just so everybody can get the same information at the same time. I think that's important. I think it's the transparency of it is good, and I don't know what that looks like, essentially. It could be once a month or once every couple months. I don't want to take up all of our time with it either, because there's other things I know that the city has to deal with, and we don't want to take up all the meetings, but maybe every other month would be a good follow-up, essentially. I see some head nods from council. Yeah. Okay. Why don't we say every other month?
It's an age thing. I can tell you that. Any questions?
Yeah. It's a presentation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a question. So I'm just trying to kind of piece together in my mind. So will this be pretty much a public park, but they're also going to put sports there, or is this going to be something that people are going to have to pay to go play there if there aren't any games? You know, is this going to be open to the public?
Yeah.
Well, it does lead to a serious question that I was wondering about, especially with the 20,000 that I see for cultural resources here. Have you been in contact with the Muckleshoots yet? Okay. Well, that sounds good. Yeah. Councilmember Swatman, and then Councilmember Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks to your organization for working on this pretty exciting project out there. So is there any concepts yet on which pieces of the Parks and Rec that are more likely to be, you know, ones you'd like to pick up? Because my understanding that, you know, Parks and Rec has a tremendous program that just, you know, has a lot of different services, and I suspect that some of them are really not of, you know, something that your organization would do. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Now it's good.
Sure, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I was just going to say, think pickleball. If with the feedback we've gotten from Tunes to Taps, we need Councilmember Baldwin?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for being able to have things like this. I am curious, what is the potential number of Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, just a point of order, please. I think, I don't know how many people we had online, but we don't want to, like, make sure that they're still able to hear your presentation, because I think it is very important that, you know, what you're talking about. So I don't know how many people were online, but they're just grabbing them back here. So, and I don't know if that's the same thing that records it, to want to make sure that, you know, it's available to the public. So that way.
Recording is on.
Thank you.
We are back.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. My old job, I got nervous. So that's what we're hopeful for, is at least three.
We
also want to look into it.
That would be good. I would appreciate that. It'll cost a fortune, but I'm sure it'll pay off, and hopefully it'll be here too. All right. Oh, Councilmember Evans.
Thank you so much for the presentation and the update earlier today. I got to ask, aside from getting any grants, this is, like you said, going to cost a fortune. What are the resources that you guys have available that are set aside? Because you guys have to earn an ROI on this, and, you know, at some point, there's going to be a crossover point where it's not going to be worth it. Hopefully, you don't see that, but there will be at some point, you know, that. What are your resources outside of grants that you have set aside that you're willing to commit to this? So we just finished our other field here in town. I met you there when we did our grand opening. I believe that was $7 million. It was about said and done, $8 million. So, and now that's obviously pretty well built and done on public funds. So it has, you know, it's got the excessive cost in there. But, I mean, are you guys estimating, this is going, just at least $20 million is from what you're telling me. You guys have that money committed? Okay. You're asking us to commit public funds towards this enterprise, and you know, you're expecting or hoping for a contract at, by end of November, and should that come back, I'm just letting you know now. I don't care how you start. I care how you finish. We start a lot of things around here that we don't finish, or we start a project and we don't know. You know, we're working on a 20-year trail right now that we still don't know how we're going to fund. You know, I just don't want to commit public funds to that without seeing an end. I mean, energy and positivity, that's all great and stuff, but what it comes down to is money in the bank and hitting milestones. And so that's, I'm just letting you know now what my expectations are when we see another presentation, you know, for this, that, you know, I want to see the meat and potatoes of it, that, you know, if we're going to make this commitment, that it's thought all the way through and has that funding source without any risk to the people's money. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Do you think Scott would be willing to come in October for our next get together? Sweet. If we're going to meet every couple of months, I imagine it'll be the second meeting in October.
Potentially the 10th.
Okay. All right. Okay, anything further? Oh, Councilmember Baldwin again.
Great question.
I am curious, do you know when... I do think that, again, I'm just guessing, but I know you think that.
Well, if our fields are $5 million to do privately, and he's got three of those, plus pickleball and land development.
Yeah. And so, but I know that... We just have a little bit more. You know when
I believe you've segued to Kathy a couple times. How about we bring Kathy up to finish this off? All right. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks. And
all of you will get currently.
Well, without getting into too much into the weeds on this sort of thing, because but as an overview of this project over at Skagit Valley, do you know whether there are any overruns or any complications that went along with that that would came in unforeseen?
And would you have, last question for me, I promise. Would you happen to have a time frame? You're going to put in for the grant at the end of September, and of course we're going to have a... Yeah. Okay. So we won't have any information on October 10th or when our next meeting on this. Understand. Thank you. All right, Councilmember McClymans.
So you are the sentence.
Yeah, Deputy Mayor.
I don't have any questions. I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate both of you coming forward and giving us this presentation. Obviously, I'm a big supporter of it, and Buckley's loss is our gain. Thank you.
Those are my favorite questions. Okay, thank you very much, Kathy. All righty. So, let's see. That was, Madam Clerk, that was our, when Ms. Dahlquist got up to speak, that was our options to offset the recreation programs, or is that where we're moving to right now?
That's where we're moving to.
Okay. All right. Now we are moving on to our next presentation. Oh, and that would be Mr. Wells.
How much was the revenue again?
About 637.
Okay.
Those
In our first year,
Deputy Mayor.
My question is, when we brought this program in from the school district in 2018, right? 17? It was my understanding that the before and after care program helped to pay for or subsidize the rec program. But if I'm understanding this correctly, in 2018, you said you were getting 110 to 117% on that. And so I'm confused. Is that with the before and after care program, or is that without? That's with the aftercare? Okay. And now you're looking at 2023 at 700 and, I can't read my own writing, 85,000. Is that right? Okay. And that you would recover 730 or 637 without the before and after school program. I'm just curious, how are we doing that?
Okay, the question I have is, you are projecting 637,000 coming in next year. What is the basis of that projection? Is that projected attendance, or I see you holding up something, but if you could explain it. Okay. And I know that's been affected by COVID and everything. And you say we're on recovery for COVID. Do we have any numbers as far as increased registration and from like 22 to 23 or anything along those lines? And okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Ms. Ryerson.
And the school is possibly doing, was it 50,000?
Yeah, well,
1,500?
Yeah, it's spread out. It's 50,000.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, okay. I was watching Councilmember Evans crunch his numbers over there. All right, Councilmember Paul.
I do.
Is the raise in 30%? Okay. I guess my question then is, do you have an example of what? I'm curious what percentage of families move, you know what I mean? Like, I think if you had something, like, for example, I have all my kids, but we don't have to do that. So could there be, I guess my question is saying, is there an ability to maybe hear that? You see what I'm saying? Like, where there are people who could then fall, if they qualified for free and reduced lunch, would they qualify for a lower rate? Whereas there's other families that, you know, could then just pay for the standard. Even if it's not right, you can't.
All right, Councilmember Kleiman, then Councilmember. Councilmember Evans?
So I had a few questions here. When we do events, does that end up costing us more than we make on the event? You mentioned the daddy-daughter dance and the Halloween thing. Does it add anything more to it? I guess my question is, it revenue neutral, okay. Now you were saying this year or the last year with before and after school, we had $1.2 million in expenses, $1 million in revenue. That's an 83% recovery rate. You're saying without before and after school care, $785,000 in expenses, $637,000 in revenue. That's an 81% recovery. That's only a 2% difference. Now you throw in the school district's $50,000, that's an 87% recovery. We would be making more money with the school district.
Right, but revenues to expenditures, you're only a loss of 2% in recovery. From whatever year you made 1 million and paid out 1.2 to what your estimate is for next year. 637,000 divided by 785,000 is 81%. So really, when we were led to believe by the school district at the time that this was a positive, the before and after school care was actually covering the cost. It wasn't covering a significant amount. It was. But still, what was the recovery on those years? Okay. And time will tell if that would traditionally drop down. I mean, in the recession, or I heard of it. Now, the other thing you mentioned was raising the rate of 30%, but you didn't mention raising the rate of sponsorship cost. I'm seeing here a fall sponsorship is now available where you can sponsor a team. You know, you could potentially charge more for that too, so that that isn't a 30% offset. It could be a 20% offset, or whatever the case may be. So just some other food for thought. You know, we have a lot of different options here, but I'm not nearly as concerned as when I thought it was 40 or 50% coverage of the Parks and Rec program was the before and after school care. It seems pretty negligible with, you know, a 2% differential without all the risk and everything that went into it. So I appreciate you presenting these numbers.
Okay, any further questions? All right, Councilmember Swatman, and then Councilmember Kleiman's, then Councilmember Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Wells. Because I heard at one point in time numbers like, you know, it's basically costing, you know, $400,000+ more than what the program was bringing in. So were you guys were able to make a program so that it's only going to cost the city, like, say, $150,000 to run the program? Is that what I'm hearing? Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Are you like in an account kind of thing where it's easy to see, you know, because to me $150,000 a year to run something is fine, you know, that seems just, that's kind of a no-brainer to run a Parks and Rec program, right? Yeah. If that's what it costs, that's I'm okay with that. But are we able to make sure that, you know, that's what happens actually easily in the accounting world kind of thing? They don't, you know, there is a cost center because if. Sure. Yeah. But are we, you know, because it seems, wouldn't they have like an account basically, you know, a bars number associated with so Parks and Rec. Well, just like any other department, I suspect that we give a budget to, right? If we do that kind of a thing, that, you know, if they're over their budget, they have to, or if they think they're going to go over their budget, they come to us and say, hey, we have a problem, we need to do this, or we can do this, all those types of things. All right, Councilmember McClymonds.
Yeah, so the number of
three Bonnie Lake people and 95 Sumner.
Yeah. They're all from Prairie Ridge.
And 200 Pierce County.
And do we key numbers by individuals or by families? Okay. All right, Councilmember Baldwin.
Yeah. You were talking again about the city of Maple Valley and how they have a you were saying that they're, you know, with the 82% cost to cover, and I agree with you. I think that's really good. Already
I know in the ILA it specifically says we can't charge any more for any student. Now it doesn't say any less, but you could say if there's someone being charged less, and we're also, it was supposed to be across the entire school district, a uniform price point. Now that may be something we can alter in the ILA with the school board, but I recall seeing that one specifically in there because my question was, what's that?
Yeah, I'll be interested in that reference too.
Yeah, if you know, someone outside of the school district or, you know, Pierce County or, you know, what, because I think there's already a price point between a school district, right? Yeah, school district student and a non-school district student. But I like the idea. I mean, it's like what we would do for water bills as well, you know, a senior rate for something like that.
All right. Oh, Councilmember Watson, I was wondering when you were...
Can we get some type of breakdown from you, what you're showing there? You're throwing numbers out at us that you have in front of you, but I would like to actually see it and compare it to what you had in the past, what you anticipate next year. That would make a little more sense to us to be able to go down it and compare it, because...
I know, exactly. Copy, please.
Yeah.
Copy for everyone.
It'd be nice if we could see that.
No
writing
notes. And Councilmember, let's go with Councilmember Fullerton.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so I was trying to recall off the top of my head the numbers that were run past us a couple of years ago when we were saying we weren't going to sign the agreement anymore, and it was like the before and after care was like 800,000 that it was bringing in. The day camps were like I think it was 173,000. I couldn't remember if it was 173 or if it was 240. And then the sports were 420,000. So if I'm doing the numbers, that's like 593,000. But then This bill that we have is saying that we're going to have to offset the cost revenues of $450,000, but it appears that with all of the revenues that were brought in without the before and after care, we're still above that $450,000. So I don't see where we're actually having a deficit bring it with the revenues. So I'm just kind of, I'm a little bit confused because I don't have the numbers in front of me, but that you're talking about. But I mean, it sounds like it's not going to be anywhere close to $450,000 that we're going to need to budget for on our amendment. So I think what I'm hearing is quite reasonable for any city. You know, every city kind of takes a little bit of a loss. Hopefully we don't have to, but if we can, you know, raise some of the costs, I don't see why we couldn't continue with the program if we're not putting out $450,000. I mean, this seems reasonable to me, but does any of that make sense? Yeah, because this contract is only for 1 year, it looks like now, instead of the 5-year contracts that we've had in the past. So I think that gives us some time to figure out, you know, we've got a whole year now where we're going to figure out what we're actually going to have to budget for, as well as, you know, I don't know that the school would contribute any more after that, but hopefully with the $50,000 that we're going to get, that would even offset the cost more, so it would be less that we would have to budget for. Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
And Councilmember Evans, and then Councilmember McClellan.
You mentioned your quarterly reports that you sent out. I'm looking at the one for Q2 sent out at the end of or early July. The recreation line, and I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot here, we have a projected budgeted expenditure of 1.4, but that's irrelevant to the actual expenditures were just over 300, and the year-to-date expenditures were 500. Okay. I'm sorry. I read the year-to-date as the revenues on that, not the expenditures.
I think I guess what the question
is. Okay. Okay. Are we a little heavier on the second half of the year on some of those things?
I imagine.
Okay. Have you been getting a lot, and you're just dragging the feet on them, or just wow? Oh, okay. So if we agree, pass this agreement tonight, you guys are going to be full bore tomorrow on marketing, advertising, getting flyers out and all that kind of stuff? Or are we too late for fall? Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Okay. All right, thank
you. Do we have anything besides the city website that we are sending out to get our messaging broadened on this, that it's available? Are we sending out any physical flyers, or what else are we doing besides having it on the city website?
New flyers.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, and okay, Councilmember Kleinman, Councilmember Fulton, and then we do need to move on. Well, what we will do is, once we're finished with this and we do get to the agenda bill, we have citizen commentary and we have the structure that we go to, but we're going to get to the agenda bill at the towards the end of the meeting, and then we will have the discussion for that. Mm. Right. Yeah. Which is what I was getting to. Okay. Councilmember Fullerton.
I also wanted to, if I remember correctly, when we had all of the presentations from Right at School, which is taking over the before and after school program, they did say that they were going to give a percentage of their profits to the Parks and Rec program. Like, it would be a small percentage, like 10% or something like that. But
right at school having some in that cost sharing or that revenue sharing,
okay, so that's part of the 50,000.
Okay. And Councilmember McClymonds is correct, and we do need to move on to our citizen commentary. Any more questions? I believe we, oh, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
I want to follow up on Ms. Ryerson's question, because I'm not sure on these numbers here. I've been hearing the 450,000 or 500,000 for a while, that hey, we need to make this up. This is what it's going to cost to run this program or whatnot. You're saying we can basically do it for 150,000 as far as, you know, putting that money out there. And so we're looking at a rather large, you know, difference in numbers there. So, and I'm confused, I guess, as to which number's right. Right. But they're not making $350,000.
Half your salary comes from the Parks and Rec? Well, so I thought that David's function was mainly in Parks and Rec and events and stuff. Sure, yeah.
Okay. And we will be moving on to the agenda book where we will have more of this discussion.
One last question, and I don't recall. Did we scratch the print budget for the catalog? Mm-hmm. Why? Why hasn't it been coming out in the print form? You have a budget for it, right? Okay. Have you noticed a dip in the numbers since that hasn't been going out? All right. Thanks.
Okay. So let's move on to citizen commentary. Now it is...
Can we start the meeting?
Yes. All right, citizenry, now it's your time to address the Council on City Business. The city will now enable the video and microphone for attending this virtually. You will need to turn on your video and microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person.
and move to the virtual comments afterwards. You will have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Oh, please.
Oh, we always have a standing ladies first.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm building.
All right. Thank you for your candor, ma'am. Ms. Becker?
Oh.
Oh, good.
All right. All right, thank you. Do we have anybody else for the good of the order?
Amendment to the Constitution.
no constitutional protection. The government is definitely alive to the secretary of the Amendment. The Supreme Court concluded lies are protected by the First Amendment. Lies are protected by there is legally noted harm by a statement of an untrue nature, which federal government versus the court, February 2nd, 2000. What constitutes fraudulent misrepresentation? Forensic elements are generally required to prove the source of fraudulent misrepresentation. Defendant must, the defendant makes a false representation or lie. Misrepresentation is material to the contract. The defendant made this misrepresentation with knowledge. The defendant made the misrepresentation with the intention of inducing the other party enter into a contract. The other party reasonably believed, relied upon the misrepresentation, and the defendant's lie was the proximate cause for the plaintiff's injury. Personal financial gain. I'm not going to read the next 200 words to you guys. We'll wait and see if those words are going to be a correction. I really don't know why, but I have seen it. I want to see you from all your messages. Tom McGill, yep, volumetric, $28.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Decker. Do we have anybody else for the good of the order who is present? Okay. Now we will start the commentary that is virtual. If you are virtual, you will have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record, and please come on camera. Okay, since we only have two participants, I believe that's probably enough. So now the city will disable all video and microphone for those who are attending virtually, and we will start with our committee reports. Could we start with the Finance Committee, please?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Finance Committee met this evening. We approved our minutes. We had a personnel update. Obviously, there's a lot of moving parts in the city currently. I think all the council members have a copy of that update. We had a discussion on AB 23-103, ordinance 3163, the fee schedule ordinance, which would essentially take it out of the code and cost less when it needs to be updated. It would still come back to council. It would just be easier and cost less for the city to actually update the fee schedule. That'll be coming to workshop on the 5th, and then potentially council
consent agenda on the 12th.
That's very inventive.
We had, thank you. We had open committee discuss. Actually, we didn't have much to discuss, and that was our meeting. We will meet again. When will we meet again? 2 weeks from today at 5 p.m.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Thank you.
We have next week's off.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Carter. Community Development Committee, please.
Mr. Mayor, we hope to meet next week.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Swatman. And now we move to Public Safety Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The next Public Safety meeting will be held on Tuesday, September 12th at 3:30 p.m. on the second floor upstairs conference room.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Evans. And now we will move to the consent agenda. Is there a motion?
I move.
Second.
All right. All in favor of adopting the consent agenda for August 22nd, 2023, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Let the record reflect that the consent agenda has been adopted unanimously, and now we do have a full council issue. Madam Clerk?
AB 2304,
I'm moved.
Second.
All right. Look what we're back to, Council. Any discussion? Councilmember Swatman.
No, I would propose an amendment according to the wonderful financial news we got to, it's just the background summary, of course. I don't know if it's relevant for an actual amendment level, but it estimates the additional $450,000 to be required. I'm hearing that we could go with $150,000 in that area. Would that be appropriate, or do we have to do that?
Sherry said 250, just so we have.
Well, that's, I proposed 150, if you want to propose something
okay.
else, right?
Okay, Councilmember Evans.
I will amend his amendment to what our CFO's recommendation was at $250,000.
Okay, and I did hear a second, but Councilmember Kleinmans, are you still seconding?
Sure.
All right, let's have now. How?
Vote on the amendment.
Right.
Yeah.
We're figuring out how to phrase that.
We're just
that.
Trading the wording. It's on the
Ms.
background
Roberts.
Summary.
Yeah.
Right.
So how do we correct that?
Right.
I understand the reason that. It's just so you would know
the background.
Right.
Okay. Right. So to be absolutely clear, our action tonight is simply to vote for the interlocal agreement that has been drafted and read and ready to go with the council, correct? Okay. And Ms. Ryerson, you're saying that the budget amendment we're looking at will be in October? All right, that sounds good.
So how do we get the language corrected there in the background summary? Because, of course, that's what the public is reading and everything, right?
Councilmember Watson.
Well, I had a concern when this first came forward to us would be in $450,000 expected revenue loss on this one, but you've seen in the past how this affects so many students in the schools, especially with softball and everyone and their involvement. I mean, hopefully there's a way we can cut back on students that can't afford it, and if we can get the dollars down, what we're talking about tonight, it would make more sense, and I'd be for this going forward to it and see how we can do in the future. It shows there are fine ways to cut back, and hopefully once they get through this next section, this next quarter, we can see more savings or more increase in students that participate in it. But to take off entirely, we're doing injustice to the citizens of Bonnie Lake.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Watson. Oh, Councilmember McClymans.
This is my, I'm bringing the item, I'll let David give him a pass on this. So he expected this so what happens if this is not passed? The school district passed this last Wednesday, so their side has already signed off on this LA. If the council chooses to not sign this by vote, nothing changes except for the fact that we do not have any use of unrestricted facilities starting. So the plan would be that recreation staff would move from their current facility at Bonnie Miller Gym at a summer school, and they would be housed most likely at the services center. And we would have to drastically retool programs that we offer because we wouldn't have connections that they needed. And he did speak with the school district in regards to this possibility, and they mentioned that it would still be possible to request program by program to use their facilities at possibly either a free or a reduced tempo music. So that would be us filling out just like any other nonprofit to use their facilities and be in line with the other nonprofit wanting to use the facilities. It could be a very heavy take for our current staff to try and do that. Currently, they have direct access to the Sumner's facility registration system. So they can go in and directly program everything directly into the school district. That would cut off. So we would have to go out basically to the other every program if we were able to use their facility access.
Madam Clerk, could we add to the agenda Councilmember McClyman's standard question after every resolution? that will speed things along. I believe. All right, Councilmember Baldwin.
Yes. So in this particular ILA, if we were to say yes to it, then does that mean that what you were saying, the wording that's in it, where it's every single kid has to have the same place, is that what we'd be saying yes to? As well,
for in this year, I believe. Yeah. Is this a one-year ILA?
And yes, Ms. Robertson, could you address that?
That was the old deputy mayor, but previous.
Got any more salt you want to pour on?
And is there a way that we can create an amendment in the ILA?
No.
No. I would say no because
you aren't. Hold on.
These questions are future.
Surcharge means additional.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. McEwen.
Your partners, we want our students to get the same rate as just Bonnie Lake, City of Bonnie Lake residents. It's not only meant to say that if a Sumner's kid who was there out of this school district joined the program, violated the program, it's the same price. You can't, for example, if a student that is coming from Derringer signs up for a class, you can charge that person more.
Yeah, because they're not.
They're out of bounds, out of the school. Right. Inside the bounds, he charges the same. And we would be careful about the administrative overhead and verification process that we're putting on rec staff if you're trying to figure out who is entitled to a lower rate, other than just setting everyone.
And to be absolutely clear with the fee schedule, that means we cannot charge any more than what we have in the ILA, but we can charge less.
There are no fees in the ILA.
Yeah.
Across the board, the Sumner School District area, we charge the same amount as a Bonnie Lake.
Right.
In our practice.
That's not what they're saying, by the way. That is not what they say. I'm sorry. That they say specifically that the recreation program fee surcharge, right? That's what they say, specifically in the language is my understanding. They don't say that you cannot charge somebody more in that area.
They're outside the district area.
Right. Right. And they don't say that you can't give a Bonnie Lake resident a discount.
Resident. Not student.
Don't shake your hand at me. Where is that in the language? Yep. Nope. That's not, I'm not charging them more. See, but I'm not suggesting that we do that. There's intent and there's language, you know, it's either legal or not legal.
All right, and Councilmember, Councilmember Forward. Yes. Councilmember Forward.
So in my mind, if we don't vote for this ILA, then we will be paying $450,000 because we're going to not have access through the recs department for all of the school facilities. Therefore, we would have to step in line and we would also have to pay for the school's use of the school's facilities. So that would be detrimental, I think, if we don't.
Right. Yeah. And Councilmember Evans.
Just to Councilmember Swatman's point, I'm looking at the registration right now, and it does have four boxes where you reside in: the school district bounds, the city limits, outside city limits, outside of school district bounds, which is a $9 additional fee, and Derringer School District, which is a $9 fee. So it is already set up that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Councilmember McClyman.
$1 million, $1 million, a lot of data.
Okay.
So it's your grandkids in the Pee Wee soccer? I thought it was you, Councilmember. All right, Councilmember Watson.
I've always said in the past that it's too bad this is not just a minor league program. We're supporting the students in the summer, which is important for them to have sports themselves. No. We're paying for that city's students to go to these programs. Maybe in the future we can look at this, see how we can afford to make this a Bonnie Lake program and pay the school district to use their facilities to make it work out in the long run. I don't know, because I hate to chop off one, because it's a Bonnie Lake program, not a school district program. They're supplementing what we're doing. So I don't see why we should be paying for Sumner. I don't want those kids to miss out, too. I'm kind of torn in between. So something I'd like us to look at in the future as we get through this first half, this one here.
Okay, Councilmember Fullerton and then Deputy.
I was just going to say, adding on to Councilmember McClyman's, I think because this is only a one-year ILA, what we need to do is as soon as we sign this, then we need to start having, every other month or once a month or whenever we decide at a workshop, we need to bring in the rec program, because we don't know if we're going to get this ILA again or if we're going to have to do something, revamp the whole entire thing and rework it. So we've got a year now to figure out what we're going to do in the future. So we've got, it would be great if we can continue with being able to use the facilities of the school district, but what does that look like, and how can we keep this program going so that we don't have to negotiate it every single year from this point on? We need to figure out with Director Wells, we've got a year to figure out how we're going to sign another ILA or how we're going to keep this program either running or what we're going to do in the future, because, if we don't want it, then where's it going to go and what's going to happen to it? So we've got to try to figure out this whole year. We need to be having conversations on how we're going to keep this going, how much it's going to cost, how we can keep the cost down. But also, if we're going to sign another ILA, then we need to have at least two discussions at a workshop to, so that we're not stuck here doing something that we haven't read, So I read it like three times, and I was like, okay, is this what we used to have? Is this new? I mean, I know it's new because now we've taken out the child care, but has the wording changed that much? Because we don't have any lines drawn through like old contracts, old ILAs that we had in the past. So I don't know what's new in here and what's old. And so I would like to have that discussion so that we're not voting at the last minute. But I do feel that this is important. So
that's a point well taken. It's very responsible.
Deputy
Mayor Carter.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I agree. I think we need to move forward with this tonight. I would just say that there's one body that seems to be missing from this entire discussion. We have us, the city of Bonnie Lake. We have the school district. We don't have the city of Sumner here at all. It seems like they should be involved, right? So it seems like we're missing somebody. So I would like in the future at least to reach out to them and see what they can provide. It's some of their kids and residents as well that are being supported by this whole program. So I would just throw that out there for the future.
Well, Mr. McEwen, did we extend an invite a couple of times to the city of Sumner.
Yes.
And did they respond or RSVP? All right. I appreciate that. Okay, Councilmember Swatman.
I think the history shows us that they had been involved previously. So, they're a great partnership between the cities and the other public organizations that provide the services for the citizens around the area. I agree with Councilmember McClemens there. As well said, clearly this gives us access to the facilities. It's very needed. That's pretty straightforward. Hopefully, in the future, the council or administration can figure out how the cost and expenses can be tracked more accurately, because I can see that I don't think that they're being really, it's real clear where all the costs are, so I'm quite concerned about, you know, that. I'm not concerned at all that it costs a little bit of extra money to run these programs, because there are many programs that the cities do that do cost some amount of money. You know, you provide value to the citizens, the whatever it is, they're probably going to cost you money. One of our most valuable services, of course, is law enforcement, and that doesn't recover costs. So, you know, Parks and Rec is also valuable. I will be definitely supporting this. I think it's kind of a done deal. It was a done deal to begin with. It's, you know, the vote no on it thing is that the program ends and you have to plan that out, right? It's kind of one of those issues that's not going to not pass.
All right. Well, thank you, Councilmember Swatman. All right. In moving forward, Councilmember Baldwin.
And I just want to make sure, just to the council, like my concern is not necessarily to just be able to offer a discount for free and reduce, it's definitely to offer. It is to figure out how we can raise, you know, the cost of something. Really, even with that, the cost of our school is very good. And so that's definitely my thought process behind that. Last thing I did want to say is what she had said about Right at School. I was definitely present during that meeting. They did say that the city can receive like a nominal like cost. They did mention that, and that was why we were also very interested in what the presentation and what they had to say. They did say that. It wasn't just to the school district, because we asked if it was the district that also can benefit financially.
All right, thank you.
What about a finder's fee?
Mr. Wells, I believe, has a comment.
Back to father-daughter games. Approximately $4,000 in revenue, $200
in expenses. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Nice.
So,
can we have one every weekend?
My
daughter won't dance with me now.
And when it comes to the overall expenses, every single item that we spend money on goes to a VARS number that can be tracked. We don't specifically track if it went to Action Day Camp, into before and after, after soccer. That's where we don't track at the VARS level what programs cost. And the rec staff has done an awesome job creating this list of over 100 programs that we run annually with what it costs, revenue amount is, what our costs are to run that program specifically there, and then what our overall share of the program is.
And Ms. Ryerson?
Was initially we as a finance department, we were doing an opportunity for programs for the New York State. So we didn't see the outside competition with my
And Mr. McEwen.
I bet you want to call out a minute. The termination clause
due to funding limitations. The city has the right to terminate the ILA if the city does not fund. So we have an out.
All right. We are ready to take it to a vote. However, I do have the last comment, and I do want to thank Mr. McEwen and Councilmember Fullerton for all of the work that they've done in the past year to get this done. And I most definitely want to thank our recreation program and everybody involved in it for all of the hard work that you have done with all of these limitations and put this together for us to consider. Now, Councilmember McClyman. Right. This is separate. Okay, very good. So, all in favor of Resolution 3109, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, that has been voted in unanimously. And the magic words now are seeing no more business. We are adjourned.
You've been waiting to get there.
Right? Oh, man.
Hey, we got to do something for you.
And let the record reflect we have a minute over time.
My name's I was like, huh? That's actually my ex-husband's name is Justin.
Yes.
I still answer.
No, it's not. Yeah, 9 o'clock. We can't go.